This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. North Korea has fired two projectiles into the sea off its east coast, according to a statement from South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. The statement said the projectiles were fired Friday morning from near the city of Tongchon in Gangwon province into the Sea of Japan. Friday's launch was the sixth since last month, with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un calling them a solemn warning over U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises that began this month. North Korea is banned from any ballistic missile activity under U.N. Security Council resolutions. But U.S. President Donald Trump has said he has no problem with the missile tests because they are short-range and cannot reach the United States. Israel has been criticized for barring two U.S. lawmakers from entering the country, setting off a new round of controversy in the debate over U.S. support for its ally in the Middle East, AP Sagar Meghani reports.
Israel says it will not allow Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib into the country because they back a boycott of Israel. They had planned to visit on a tour organized by a Palestinian organization.
Want to come here for a provocation.
Danny Ayalon, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., says the aim was destroying Israel's legitimacy. But Palestinian official Mustafa Barghouti says Israel's doing that itself.
They are afraid that these two congresswomen will expose to the world the horrible violations of human rights that are conducted against the Palestinian people.
Israel announced the move shortly after President Trump tweeted allowing the lawmakers in would show great weakness. Omar calls it an affront and an insult to democratic values. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.